Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, welcome to the Encouraging Word Global Network. Your host, Kevin Vaughn. And tonight's program is really dedicated to our children. We're planning to do this all month because our children are not protected. They're hurting and they need our love, they need our prayers, and they need our fasting for them today. So we're going to be praying for our children today. We're going to be fasting for our children this month as well. But I want to thank you so much for joining us, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world. And also want to thank you for the support in numbers. Our numbers went up to 1,200, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe last few days. So thank you so much for that. And we do applaud you for that as well. So thank you so much for joining us here on Encouraging Word Global Network. Someone get me some claps together for all you guys, all the people around the globe that helped us out. So thank you for the numbers. Thank you for the support. We're excited about you. Thank you. Yeah. So we thank God for our children. Again, this is dedicated to all the children all around the world. Of course, in your own home first, in your community, and then, of course, in your state, in your country, and then, of course, all around the world. But we don't want to leave any children out that are still alive today. And we're going to go over a couple of commercials real quick, commercial break. I'm going to update you on some national child abuse statistics. And then we're also going to come up with some scriptures that go over protecting children, just a few scriptures. So we'll try to be very brief tonight. We know everybody's busy. But I do want to thank God for the pastors, the overseers of this network, ladies and gentlemen, Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw, who are senior pastors of Kingdom Life Worship Center. Yeah. I love it. Yes, they are senior pastors of Kingdom Life Worship Center in Fayetteville, Georgia, for those listening around the globe. That's in the Metro Atlanta area. For those who may be moving to the Metro Atlanta area, you don't have a church home, come join us on Saturday morning at 11 a.m. And, of course, you can call me, too, as well. I'll give you that number a little bit. But the church address is 390 Glen Street, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30214. That's 390 Glen, G-L-Y-N-N Street, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30214. You can join us on Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Also, too, you can give me a call for details, Elder Kevin Vaughn, and I'll give you some more details about the church and the ministry. And I do want to mention for those listening around the globe, Kingdom Life Worship Center is a non-denominational worship, full gospel of the Word of God through Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. So we'll make sure everybody understands that we are full gospel and we love the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, and the Word of God is taught. And teaching is taught as well through the Word of God to help you each and every day. So we thank God for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen. Also, too, for those who like to, for those who can't make it and like to donate or offering, if you have your Cash App, we also take donations and offering to the church. For a Cash App, for those, that's the green dollar sign, Cash App. If you don't have it on your phone, you'll have to download it first, the Cash App. And the code for that, for everybody who does have a Cash App, if you like to donate to the church for the needs of the church and offering, you can type in $KLWCATL. Once again, that's $KLWCATL. I believe I got that right. And if not, Bishop Doc, y'all correct me on that one. And but ladies and gentlemen, once again, for the Cash App donations, offering, and even for those who may want to tithe, they can tithe as well, just to make sure we have your name and information so we can get you some information about that, your donation or your tithes. But once again, $KLWCALT. That's Kingdom Life Worship Center. That's KLWCATL. That's the code for the Cash App donations and offerings for Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen, here in Fayetteville, Georgia. So thank you so much, Bishop, Dr. Crenshaw, for your leadership. And thank you so much for your time tonight. Amen. Hey, let's get right to it. Thank God for who he is. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and pray. Father God in heaven, we thank you so much for this time. Father God, we thank you for everybody listening around the globe, everybody listening on the phone lines, Father God, on their mobile devices, Father God, on their tablets, Father God, their smartphones, their Apple phones. Just thank you for each soul. And Father God, only you know exactly what they're doing, where they're at, where their mindset is. So we thank you for that, Father God, right now that you know everything about all of us, Father God, simultaneously. So we thank you in advance, Father God, that you bless the people. We pray for each soul listening, Father God, those who will be listening later on the rebroadcast, those that retweet this out and push this all across the globe. We thank them for them souls, Father God, and the needs that they have, both spoken and unspoken, Father God. We just lift them up to you. We don't have to know everything, Father God. All we have to do is pray to you, Father God, because you know all things. You know the heart of men. You know the heart of women, Father God. You know the minds of men and women, Father God. So we thank you for your merciful grace, Father God, for your honor and your glory and your holiness, Father God. So we thank you for everybody in Jesus' mighty name, Father God. So we thank you, Father, for this broadcast. Thank you for the network. Thank you for the technology. And once again, we bless your holy name, Father God, in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father. We give you praise, we glory, and honor tonight. God bless you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get right to it because we know you're busy out there and we don't want to keep you too long. But tonight's broadcast is dedicated to all children around the globe, all the children, ladies and gentlemen, first in our own homes first. And most of you already know how to do that. You're already blessing your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. But we want to bless those who may not have the blessings that some of our children have today. But I want to read a few statistics, and most of these you may already know. But these are national statistics just for United States, not globally. And we just ask God for his forgiveness and his mercy and grace against the nation that has treated children in a different way, in an evil way, in an ungodly way, Father God, as well. So we, Father God, we just ask for forgiveness as a nation, Father God, in Jesus' name. Well, let me give you a few statistics, ladies and gentlemen, then we'll go to the Word of God tonight. And I'll try not to shed a tear too much here tonight. But national child statistics, I'll be glad to share these with if anybody needs to have them, but you can easily look those up online. National child abuse statistics. Ladies and gentlemen, 4.1 million child maltreated referral reported has been received. 1.4 million of maltreatment has been reported in our nation today. So, Lord Jesus, we pray against that situation right now in Jesus' name. Ladies and gentlemen, child abuse reports involve 7.4 million children. Man, that's just amazing. 7.4 million children, child abuse. And Father God, we pray against that abuse, Father God. It may be happening right now, Father God, somewhere on the planet, somewhere I believe it is, Father God, unfortunately. But we pray against that, Father God. We pray against the perpetrators, Father God, whoever they are, that they will cease and desist in the name of Jesus, Father God, and come to their mind and leave that child alone in the name of Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, 3.5 million children receive prevention and post-response services. Father God, we pray against anybody right now, Father God, that would touch a child inappropriately, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, 143,866 children receive foster care services. Father God, we pray for the services that do take care of these children, but may there be no abuse in those systems, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And may there be a care. May they put the right people in those foster care services, Father God, that care about the children, that would not abuse them both mentally and physically in any way. So we pray against that in the name of Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, 74.8% of victims are neglected. Father God, we ask that your spirit right now comfort those children that have been traumatized by abuse mentally and physically right now, Father God, even right now as we speak, Father God, across this nation and across the world. 18.2 victims are physically abused. Father God, in the name of Jesus right now, Father God, we pray against any physical abuse against our children right now, Father God, for those that we don't even know, Father God. Father God, we just ask that you cover them with your precious spirit, Father God. We ask you to send angels, dispatch angels on their behalf, Father God, where their abuse would cease and desist right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. 6.9% of victims are psychologically maltreated. Father God, we notice of people, other kids, other adults, and I'm specifically after the adults tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that would psychologically try to damage children. Father God, we come against that spirit in the name of Jesus, Father God, right now. We ask that your spirit, Father God, intervene that on any situation that may be even going on right now, even in our city, Father God, in our state, in our country right now and around the world, Father God. We ask that the Spirit of God intervene to save that child. The highest rate of child abuse in children under age one is 24.8% per thousand, ladies and gentlemen. Unacceptable in the name of Jesus. Over one quarter, 28% of victims are younger than 3 years old. Father God, in the name of Jesus, protect those 1 and 3 year olds, Father God. Protect the babies, Father God. We ask that whatever's trying to happen to them stop right now, Father God, around this globe right now. We know you could be everywhere, Father God. We know you can dispatch angels. Protect them, Father God. Raise up that standard, Father God, that will keep them from all hurt, harm, or danger. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Annual estimates, ladies and gentlemen, 1,750 children die from abuse and neglect in 2016. These are old numbers, I'm sure, but we pray against the abuse and the neglect, Father God. And Father God, we just pray for those souls, those that have died, Father God, under the hand of the evil one. We pray that or know and believe that you have their souls, Father God, that you have their spirit and that they're in your hand. And we ask that all those who have wrongly abused children, Father God, they be dealt with by your hand, O Lord. We dealt with by your hand. Almost five children die every day from child abuse. Wow. Just amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, if you ever catch Kevin Vaughn complaining about anything, you just remind me about these statistics. Almost five children die every day from child abuse. Father God, we ask that that cease and desist right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. I have to believe there's abuse going on even in our city, in our cities right now, Father God. And we ask that you cancel that assignment right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, right now. 78% of children or child fatalities involve at least one parent. Father God, we cancel that assignment, Father God. How dare a parent, Father God, who brought a child into this world, hurt their own child, Father God. We cancel that assignment in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Holy Spirit, we ask that you arrest that person that would try to hurt a child, Father God, hurt their own child, which is even crazier, Father God, and it's truly an evil act, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you intervene right now that that child not be hurt and that that child grow up, Father God, properly and free of abuse, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So we pray for the little ones, Father God, that are alive today and that may be being abused. We ask that they cease and desist in the name of Jesus, Father God. 42%, ladies and gentlemen, 44% of child abuse victims die from physical abuse. 74% of child abuse victims die from neglect. Father God in heaven, I pray against that statistic right now, Father God. We ask it zero out in the name of Jesus, Father God. We want it zero, Father God. We want your Holy Spirit, Father God, your power of God right now to go over this land, Father God, and let the people repent for harming these children, Father God. These numbers are crazy, Father God. These are not supposed to be. They're not supposed to be against our children. Boys have a higher child fatality ratio than girls. 2.87 boys and 2.11 girls per thousand. Almost 60,000 children are sexually abused. Father God, we pray against that in the name of Jesus, Father God. More than 90% of juvenile sexual abuse victims know their perpetrator. Estimates that 50 to 60% are maltreated fatalities that are not recorded on the death certificate. Father God, we pray against the system, Father God, that does not record the proper abuse, Father God. Those doctors, those service people, Father God, we ask that they line up right now in the name of Jesus and begin to show and record and report abuse, Father God, of our children in the name of Jesus, Father God. So, Father God, we pray against these statistics. We know they are on the books here, Father God, but we ask that this statistic go in the opposite direction in the name of Jesus, Father God. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on your Encouraging Word Network, but we want to lift up and encourage our children that are with us each and every day. So this is dedicated all month to our children all around the world, of course, and our families first, and then, of course, all around the world. We're going to read some scriptures because there's a scripture behind everything we do, protecting our children. Matthew 18 and 10 says, "See that you do not despise one of these little ones." I tell you, God's wrath is going to be greater for those who bother our little ones, ladies and gentlemen. For I tell you that the heaven, their angels see the face of my Father who is in heaven. I'm going to read that one again. "See that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I tell you that in heaven, their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven." So I have to believe, ladies and gentlemen, those children that have gone on to be with the Lord are in heaven with him. And no more abuse, no more evilness, no more being told anything negative is with them again in the presence of God. Ephesians 6 and 4 says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up with the discipline and instructions of the Lord." Colossians 3 and 21 says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children lest they become discouraged." Now, there's a way to discipline people, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a father. And there's a way to discipline your children properly with love and understanding. But to abuse your children is unacceptable. And we cancel that assignment, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, we know there's some great parents out there, great grandparents and great grandparents. We know that, Father God. We're praying against those who are not, don't understand how to raise a child today. And they taking everything out on the child. We pray against that spirit, Father God, in our neighborhoods, in our cities, in our state, in our country, Father God, and around the world, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Proverbs 22 and 6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go." And this is in the way of God, ladies and gentlemen, in the things of God and the word of God. "Train up the child where he should go. And even when he is old, he will not depart from it." Psalms 127 and 3 says, "Behold, children are an inheritance." Oh, I love this part. Children, this is what some people don't understand, ladies and gentlemen. "Behold, children are an inheritance from the Lord, the fruit of the womb, a reward." Wow, just amazes me. I guess, you know, outside of mental instability or mental illness, ladies and gentlemen, how could you hurt your own child to abuse them in such a way that is not godly? Psalms 138 and 7 says, "Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out my hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand delivers me." So we pray against the enemy, ladies and gentlemen, because the right hand of God can handle all things. And he will deliver those who are alive today. We're talking about our young people, our youth, our children, Father God. We just ask for their protection, Father God, for all those that are living right now across this land, Father God, and across this globe. Psalms 23, 1 through 6. Most of us know this one. In Psalms of David, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows." The last scripture tonight, ladies and gentlemen, before we open up the lines for our leadership tonight, Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, Psalms 146 and 9 is, "The Lord watches over the sojourners. He upholds the widow and the fatherless." We're talking about our children who don't have a father or mother. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, may the Lord just on campus his love and protection. And we just pray that they put that Jesus put a bubble around them, that they be not hurt, harmed, or endangered in any way. May they grow up to have good lives, wonderful lives, joyful lives, to grow up to be and to do the will of God, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we want for our children tonight. "But the way of the wicked he brings to ruin." And so right now, Father God, we pray against the wicked tonight. We pray for our children. And we lift up all our children, Father God, that we love so much. And we thank you for your precious Holy Spirit, Father God. We pray, thank you for prayer. We thank you for fasting, Father God. There's other people around the globe that are praying for our children. We are in agreement with them. There's other services that do a great job with children. We are with them. There's churches, Father God, around the globe that take care of children properly. We're with them, Father God. But we pray against anything that comes against the children, Father God, that would not glorify your name and be your honor and do your honor, Father God. So we thank you in advance, Father God, that you're protecting the children even now, Father God, that we prayed for, that are living right now, Father God. And those that have gone on, the children that have gone on, Father God, for whatever reason, are in your presence and in the presence of you forever and ever. And Father God, we just ask that your spirit take care of the enemy and that pray against those who would try to harm our children today, Father God. And may they be exposed through the laws. May they go to jail. May they be, whatever has to happen, Father God, to get them away from the children, Father God. So we thank you in advance for all that you're doing to protect our children. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Encouraging Word Global Network. We're encouraging our children that are alive around the globe. We want them to know how much we love them, how much we care for them, and how much Jesus loves them even more. So we thank God for you tonight. Kind of a special program tonight. And we're going to dedicate the whole month of September for our children because children are not being properly taken care of for different reasons. We can go to right down the list, probably thousands of different problems that are going on around the globe where children are being abused. So we want to address that in the power and the love of Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. So thank you so much for that. And at this time, we're going to open up the lines for Dr. Crenshaw, I believe, first, and then the bishop will come on first. Dr. Crenshaw, God bless you. Thank you so much for your time.
Praise the Lord, Elder Kevin. Thank you so very much for that most timely word as you continue to talk about the focus and the need to really reflect upon our children, which is certainly, people say it is the next generation, but in reality it is the now generation, so much so as the now generation that the enemy wants to destroy them out of season before they be able to enter into their blessed season. We know that the scripture tells us that all of us who are believers and have accepted the Lord Jesus in our heart, we are right now the seed of Abraham. We are blessed of him and we are highly favored. So tonight, for all of you that are listening, I want you to focus on the seed. Think about that. Seed is the principle of focus. As we talk about our children and even when we talk about the thing that the enemy wants to attack, his focus is the seed. So therefore, we must focus on the seed. What do you mean by that? If we are the seed of Abraham, we know that a child is not born unless the seed is released from the man. So we must understand that the first enemy's attack is to come after the father, to come after the male child, to kill that child, destroy that child. We see that most definitely in Exodus, the first chapter. The scripture tells us how the children of Israel was put under so much task and so much labor, and the more they afflicted them, the scripture said, the more that they multiplied. They were given instructions, if a male child is born, kill him. But of course we know, praise God, that the midwives did not obey that command, and they hid out a special seed. And his name was Moses. Moses was a type of Christ. And thank God he was able to lead his people out of bondage. And God still has chosen seeds in the earth today. That's why the enemy wants to destroy our children. Because many of our children may be the next senator, may be the next president, may be the next person that God would actually use to evangelize this world. There's greatness on the inside of our children. And that's why the word of the Lord tells us, except for little children come unto me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom. And the key word here, such is the kingdom of heaven. Praise God. He even tells us if we don't even come as a little child, if we don't come in the lowliness, the humbleness of spirit, the sincerity that the child comes in, the Bible said we can't even likewise enter into the kingdom of heaven. So the enemy wants to destroy the seed. So I encourage you tonight, focus on seed. Take that to another level and recognize and focus on what are you seeding into your children every day. What are you seeing? What kind of seed are you planting? Are you reading them the Word of God? Are you positioning them so that they will be empowered by the Word of the Lord? Are we teaching them how to pray? Are we instilling in them the things of God, the righteousness of the Lord? Those are all seeds, because the enemy is coming after the seed. He wants to destroy the seed of God's Word in our children. He wants to destroy the seed of success and the greatness that's already in them, that has been predestined to us, given down through the seed of Abraham. He wants to destroy that. So we as believers, and we that are parents, and we that know how to pray and seek God and focus on that thing that the enemy is trying to destroy, seed righteousness in your children. Amen. Plant seeds into their life. Plant seeds into their future. How do I plant seeds in their future? The scripture tells us that to leave a heritage for our children's children. What does that really mean? It means that I should be seeding something. I should have a plan that will seed into the future of my children and my grandchildren. That they will not have to struggle, and they will not have to go through some of the things that maybe some of us have had to go through, because I focus on the seed. Are you seeding wisdom? Are you seeding the Word? Are you seeding principles of success? Are you seeding finances? What are we doing? Are we seeding the scripture? What are we seeding to the hearts and the minds of our children? So, Father, I pray for every listener tonight that we would learn how to focus on the seed. The enemy is coming after the seed. If he can destroy the man-child, he will not be able to release that seed into the womb of a woman. No children will be born. So, Father, tonight, in the name of Yeshua, Jesus, our Lord, I pray for every man child. I pray for every father. I pray for every male and leader of the home tonight, that men would even stand, oh God, and begin to take authority, even in their homes, to release the seeds of righteousness into the hearts of their children. And for those that don't have that, Father, in the home, oh God, that mother that may be single tonight, I pray that she will focus on the seed and begin to see those things into the divine future of their children. See those things into their minds, into their spirits, the righteousness of God. Father, we thank you for it now, that our children are right now blessed in the name of Jesus. And no weapon formed against them shall be, cannot, and will not prosper, saith the Lord. And they are blessed and highly favored, and they will succeed in everything that they may put their hands to do. Blessed in the city, out of the city, everything they put their hands on right now, in the name of Jesus, is blessed. And I pray that you would give every parent divine Holy Ghost wisdom and how to focus on that seed in everything that they do. Because wherever there's a seed planted, something has to grow. I say that again. Whatever kind of a seed is planted, it's going to eventually grow. So, Father, we thank you for it now. In Jesus' name, praise the Lord. God bless you, Brother Kevin. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen all around the world, that was the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, senior pastor, along with her awesome husband, Bishop John Crenshaw. He's coming up real shortly here, ladies and gentlemen, at Kingdom Life Worship Center in Fayetteville, Georgia. For more information about the church, give me a call at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. Thank you so much. Bishop, we open up your line. Thank you so much, sir. God bless you. Thank you for your time, Bishop.
Praise the Lord, Elder Kevin and Dr. Crenshaw. Thank God for the word from the both of you. And it's very timing, and our young people very much needed and need the care of the adults. And God will turn the situation around, that all that abuse that has taken place in their lives, that their lives will be renewed through his word, and God will give them a new life and a new start, a new hope that can beyond imagination. Father, we thank you tonight that your word will not return to you void, but it will accomplish that you plead. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. God, and we thank you that you're sending men and women that love children, that will do the right thing and speak life into their lives and hope in bad situations in their lives, God. And I thank you right now that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, Father God, and we thank you tonight, God. We cancel every assignment of the enemy that come to try to destroy their lives. And we thank you right now, God. They're overcomers. We thank you right now that you've given the victory. You've given the joy, God. And we speak life into their lives, God. We speak hope. And Father God, we give you praise for what you're doing even now. We thank you, God, that our children will be protected as never before. Your angels encamp about them. And Father, we thank you right now. And we give you praise and we glorify you, God. We cancel the assignment of the enemy. And Father God, we glorify you for your word. And we appreciate you, Lord, that you all knowing that there is no secret that you don't know about. There's nothing that is hid that you don't know about. And Father, we thank you. Reveal, expose, and uncover and to destroy every act of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now. We give you praise and we give you glory, God. We thank you as the angels encamp about the children, as they go to school, even in their homes, God, even as they go from day to day, protect them, Lord. And Father, we thank you right now. We thank you. Keep their minds in perfect peace. And Father, we glorify you. We call it so now. We look, ask you to look on that child tonight. Oh, God, that seemed that all hope is gone. We ask you to look on that child tonight, God, and encourage their hearts and strengthen them tonight. And, Father, be with them and direct their path, God. Let them be able to overcome any bad situation that has occurred in their lives. And, Father, we give you praise for it. And as you continue to raise up men and women that are hungry for righteousness and truth, that will be protection for the children, God, as years come, as days go by. And, Father, we give you glory for it, and we call it so tonight. And we glorify you as you continue to raise up great men and women of God. We thank you, God, that our children's future will be brighter than ever before. God, that they would do the impossible, God. They would do things that would blow the people's minds, God, out of the imagination. And, Father, we ask you to give them ideas and give them creativity in their minds, God, that they can do awesome and marvelous things even as they sit in the schools, God. Protect their minds, God. Protect them from danger, Lord. Protect them as they travel, Lord, in the name of Jesus, even at the bus stops or if they have to get to school, God. Protect them, God, in the name of Jesus. We glorify you. We thank you, God, even as you send the great teachers, God, send men and women that have a hunger for righteousness and a zeal for you, God, a fear of you. And, Lord, we glorify you. We call it so tonight. And, God, we thank you, God, that you're doing it even now. You've already done it. It's already sealed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And we give you glory for it. And we lift your name up tonight. And we glorify you for all the marvelous things that you're doing all over this world, God. Look on that child tonight. Look on that child. Let the sleep be sweet in you. And, God, let them raise up in the morning. Be bright and early. God, ready to prepare their day, God, and let it be blessed. And, Lord, we thank you for it. In your sure name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen, along with his wonderful wife, Dr. Janice Crenshaw, senior pastors of Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen, in Fayetteville, Georgia. We thank you so much, Bishop, for that awesome word. And ladies and gentlemen, our God is greater, and we got to pray and fast for our children. Amen. Amen. Let's continue that. Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw and Bishop. Thank you so much for that awesome teaching and prayers tonight. And we know our children are going to be in good hands as we pray and fast for them and love them and help them grow in Jesus' mighty name. Well, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a special edition of the Encouraging Word Global Network. We had on our heart from another program as well about our children this month. So we're going to lift up our children, personal children. We're going to lift up our family's children and our neighbor's children. And we're just going to love on our children all around the globe through prayer and through fasting. So we thank you so much for that time tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for your time. I don't want to keep you too much longer here. Everybody's so busy this week. I want you to have a great rest of the evening. I want you to have a great rest of the week. And remember, Jesus is Lord. But let me leave you with this. Remember to always outlove, outforgive, and outserve each other. We'll see you next time on the Encouraging Word Global Network. Encourage our children. God bless you. Thank you so much for your time, everybody.